It's Monday, May 19th, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Israel announced Sunday it will allow a limited amount of humanitarian aid into Gaza after a nearly 3-month blockade, days after global experts on food security warned of famine. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a starvation crisis would jeopardize Israel's new military offensive in Gaza, and his cabinet approved a decision to allow a basic amount of food into the territory of over 2 million people. It was not immediately clear when aid would enter Gaza or how. Israel has been trying to impose a new aid system despite objections by aid workers. Netanyahu said Israel would work to ensure that aid does not reach militants. In other news, former President Joe Biden has been diagnosed with prostate cancer, his office said Sunday. The findings came after the 82-year-old reported urinary symptoms, which led doctors to discover a nodule on his prostate. He was diagnosed with prostate cancer on Friday, with the cancer cells having spread to the bone. While this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone-sensitive, which allows for effective management, his office said. The president and his family are reviewing treatment options with his physicians, the statement said. Prostate cancers are graded for aggressiveness using what's known as a Gleason score. Mr. Biden's office said his score was 9, suggesting his cancer is among the most aggressive. President Donald Trump, a longtime political opponent, posted on social media that he was saddened by the news and, quote, "We wish Joe a fast and successful recovery," end quote. Around the world, Russia launched on Sunday its largest drone attack on Ukraine since the start of the war, destroying homes and killing at least one woman, a day before U.S. President Donald Trump is due to discuss a proposed ceasefire with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Ukraine's intelligence service said it also believed Moscow intended to fire an intercontinental ballistic missile later on Sunday as an attempt to intimidate the West. There was no response from Moscow to the accusation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Rome on Sunday on the sidelines of Pope Leo's inauguration. Zelensky said the meeting was good and released pictures of Ukrainian and U.S. officials sitting outside at a round table and smiling. Ukrainian media said the meeting lasted 40 minutes. Back in the U.S., the House Budget Committee late Sunday night revived President Trump's stalled bill to cut taxes and spending after a handful of fiscally conservative Republicans relented and allowed it to advance, even as they continued to press for deeper reductions to health and environmental programs. The vote signaled a temporary resolution to a remarkable revolt from a group of hardliners on the panel, who on Friday joined Democrats in opposing the bill in committee, tanking it over concerns that it did not do enough to rein in the nation's ballooning debt. On Sunday, after a weekend of intensive negotiations with House Republican leaders and White House officials, they switched their votes to present, allowing the measure to move forward without lending their support. The move sent the bill past a crucial procedural hurdle, but indicated that there was still major trouble ahead for the package, which Speaker Mike Johnson said he wants the full House to consider before Memorial Day. And Pope Leo XIV vowed Sunday to work for unity in a polarized Roman Catholic Church as history's first American pope offered a message of healing during an inaugural Mass in St. Peter's Square before an estimated 200,000 pilgrims, presidents, patriarchs, and princes. Leo officially opened his pontificate by taking his first Pope-mobile tour through the Piazza, a rite of passage that has become synonymous with the papacy's global reach. The 69-year-old Augustinian missionary smiled and waved from the back of the truck to people waving U.S., Peruvian, and other national flags and stopped to bless some babies in the crowd. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.